We're live in studio with Miss Ra Ali. Tune in to Reality Check. Boop.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Reality Check.
It's perfect.
Damn. What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live's Reality Check. It's your boy DJ Jesse J. Unfortunately, Ashley Gray's out making more coin. Question. Just kidding. Love you. We got Miss Ra Ali in the building, looking all types of fine.
Thank you.
You came. I said she came in ready for church, brunch, and dinner.
That's right.
All pink.
That's right.
Pink Sunday. Okay, and she even brought the pink. The print. What is it? What kind? What purse is this?
Chanel.
I was gonna say that, but I don't really be knowing my designers like that.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'd be like having people dress me because I cannot shop.
It's nothing wrong with that.
I am not a shopper.
And I'm not a label whore, so it's totally fine. I'm a fan of Chanel, of course.
Okay.
As most girls are.
You know what I mean? And you should be. Because if you ain't getting Chanel, honey, he ain't right. okay, how are you?
I'm good.
So you're in LA?
Yes.
Just for a little bit? Like, are you doing work out here? You just wanted a little vacation
time?
Oh,
no. Definitely work. I enjoy myself, so it's kind of like a great balance of fun in business. But I'm definitely here to handle business. We had an amazing Halloween party last night.
Okay. What did you dress as?
I was Storm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you do the contacts and everything?
I didn't. That's a little too far. I got LASIK done on my eyes, so I don't really play like that.
I feel it.
Yeah, I need to be able to see you. You know what I mean? I need to know what's going on.
Okay. So now, are you somebody who, you like, are you big into Halloween?
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Do you do like different multiple costumes? Like, do you ever?
If I have things to attend. Mm-hmm. So I did yesterday, and then I have a party on Tuesday. So I'll give you guys two costumes, and I had a backup one just in case something amazing, in case Beyonce is like, hey Rob, what are you doing? So we just decided we're gonna have a Halloween party. I have like a third backup that I ordered online.
Girl, see, I just be wearing, getting a Purge mask, and I'd be like, who are you, Purge? I don't have
horrible.
No time.
Right,
none. People
time
was like trying to get me to be Wolverine. I'm like, girl, for what?
It's a lot.
It's
expensive.
Over
just like this, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, I'm gonna go, and then what am I gonna do with a
you can't claws wear it again
in my
next
closet?
Week. Right.
Oh, all year.
Right.
To what? What? Anyways, okay, so you're out here. So now I know you had the shoe line that we were working
it's
on.
It's the stilettogroup.com.
Okay,
yep,
now
online.
What are we working on now as far as like the seasons are going? How are we upgrading it?
The way it works is the fashion industry is kind of like 8 months ahead of time. So right now you guys are all looking at the boots and, you know, the thigh highs and the booties and all that kind of stuff. And we're
summer.
Focused on the summer. Yeah.
Ooh.
It's kind of how it goes.
Now, how'd you get into fashion originally?
I'm not really into fashion. I'm into shoes. And I like to be clear because, yeah, of course. But the stiletto industry is just like, that's my forte. Like, I started when I was like 21. Mm. I always tell this story, so it gets kind of corny to me, but someone said, if you're doing something that you love, you won't actually be working. And I'm like, there's not a whole lot of things I like to do besides eat and look for shoes, like, and shop for shoes. So I'm going to try the shoe stuff out.
Girl,
so
well,
that's kind of how
eating,
I got into
I'll
it.
Be good.
Right, exactly.
And so how many years has it been?
Since 2007. That's when I opened my first shoe store.
What was your biggest kind of hurdle with starting a business like that?
One, I'd say getting the approval for the designers. But what's good is just like a lot of other things is that it's kind of a copycat business. So if you can kind of kick in the door with one European designer, and when you walk in the door to the next, they say, what are you carrying? You're like, Casa Day. They're like, okay, well, here's our, you know what I mean? They know that you mean business. So from then it just kind of was a snowball effect and it went great. So
now, okay. So you love shoes. Now, where do you, as far as like wanting to expand, do you want to expand in that industry? Or
I just want just online, shoes? Right? I love to
why
only
preferably
be
online.
Because with a physical location, there comes so many other obstacles, which is having to rely on other people, which is like the worst. Having to have dependable staffing, wondering that when you're not there, because you can't be there 24/7, that things are going the way you would. And it just doesn't work that way. And there's a lot of unnecessary overhead, like lights and security, finances that you could be putting towards inventory, because that's what it's all about, marketing and inventory. So to me, I like the online, having full control, being able to see what's going on no matter where you are. And I'd love to ultimately, a long-term goal is kind of have like a Jessica Simpson line and like a JCPenney or Macy's or something like that. Super affordable, Because my market and my passion is always for the everyday woman, not trying to compete with Louboutin.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And girl, let me tell you, like Jessica Simpson was like, I don't need my music career, honey. I'm selling shoes at Macy's.
Right.
And she's good.
And she hasn't done it since. Okay. I love it.
All right. So now you were a part of the show Love and Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
What has reality TV done for you? Let's start with positive. What would you say are the positives from joining a cast?
I think
like
with
that?
Any popular reality show, it's the exposure, it's the awareness of who you are. Like, you know, there are people watching that aren't interested in shoes, there aren't interested in your eyelash line or your hairline or whatever you have going on. They're there for the entertainment. So you get a huge audience from all over the world. So that's a positive.
What would you say would be a negative from doing reality?
The negative is that people don't understand that it's a 1 hour show and they're getting maybe 10 to 15 minutes at most of you. And that's not everything. And they kind of get super attached to small pieces of things that happen. And they like engulf on it so much. And they're like, excuse me, you don't need to be. And you like, you got to chill. Like, first of all, this happened 7 months ago.
Wait, what's the craziest thing that's ever happened? Like, from someone, like a fan or someone coming up to you and, like, over dramatically.
Well, no one comes up to me and does that. It's definitely the internet. When people see you in person, you don't get that kind of energy. They're like, I love you. Or they don't say anything. Right. They're not like, let me tell you something. I don't like, that's never happened. I would say people just kind of misunderstanding, because I mean the editors and producers are not there to just get your point totally across. It's what's entertaining, what's going to make people keep watching. So they take such small clips of things, and people sometimes don't get the big picture, and they just throw their opinion at you, and they get so consumed with it when it was such a long time ago and it's such a small piece of the puzzle. So you're kind of on to new things, and they're still talking about something that happened in 2016.
Well, I love your mindset for it, because I interview a lot of reality TV stars, and their biggest issue at first is getting used to mostly the online fan base, who, you know, the trolls and whatever. Watching yourself back, was that something, because you seem to have like an amazing business mindset, was watching yourself back, like, was that hard for you to kind of get that kind of feedback at first, or was it kind of like, I understand what this is, I'm going into it
I've always went in knowing, like, I swear to you, I could be getting ripped in my comments. When I tell you, I literally am like, am I gonna eat Ruth Chris stuffed chicken, or am I gonna go to Houston's and get the Hawaiian ribeye? Let me think. I really truly don't care about that kind of stuff at all. Like, I really don't. It bothers me more when a peer does it. When someone that's like a fellow castmate from another show or something, because it's kind of like, you know what it is, that gets under my skin.
Ooh,
it does.
Who's somebody that did that to you, girl? Who really got under your skin? What show is it from? We don't have to, like,
oh my god,
because I know they can watch it.
I know Prima Donna.
Oh, she would have like a quick little cameo.
Yeah, like, the girl with the blonde hair.
Yeah.
So she kind of got under my skin, and I'm totally over it at this point. But it kind of irritated me that she would kind of interject, because we're all in the same industry and we know what it's like. So it's kind of like, you really shouldn't kind of like put yourself, don't be a troll. Like, we should be on the same team, you know?
But do you feel like maybe some of them do it to try and almost like leech and feed off of, to kind of build?
You think that they want attention?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, well, I only got 5 minutes on the show and it wasn't really the greatest lighting. So what can I do on Twitter? You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
Just a little.
That's exactly what I think it is. Mm. I just wanted you to say it instead of me.
I always will.
No, but yeah, I think sometimes they're like, you know, they want the relevancy and the blogs, and they want people to say, oh my gosh, she just read her. And it's kind of like the season's on for them.
So now the drama leaks into real life sometimes. Mm-hmm. We came in with the No Frauds video, where there was this whole thing because you were part of the Love and Hip Hop New York cast and Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj. And then all of a sudden you pop up in the video, Nicki Minaj video, and apparently you have shared pictures or whatever with Nicki about Remy and spilled some tea and whatnot. How did that kind of all come about for you? I mean, was that something you were kind of like, Nicki, like, I'm sorry. I mean, if Nicki Minaj asked me to do anything, I'd be like, yes, God, queen, okay, sure, fuck her.
No, that's not really the case.
No, that's me. I'm not saying you would do that. Jesse motherfucking Janity would be like,
you're
Remy,
just putting it out there.
Sorry, boo.
Right.
Conceited was real cute back in the day, but Nicki's where it's at now, okay? Pink motherfucking Sunday.
You're just making it clear. In case she needs any favors, you're available, right?
Well, no, that, and I'm just making it clear because I don't need Remy coming up and doing nothing to you because some stupid
shit.
She's
not going to do anything.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, don't be worried about that. But Nicki and I were already friendly. I've said it in 1,000 interviews. I've also referenced that we've been following each other for years, that we both comment in each other's comment section for years. I'm not going to say we were best friends and spending the holiday together, but we've been friends.
Women supporting women.
Yeah. We've met and talked and all that kind of stuff and talked about doing business together and all that kind of stuff. And I think that because people thought that I was so close with the other person, they were like, how could you do this? How, again, just like reality TV, just interjecting their own opinions, mm-hmm. which isn't facts. And it just kind of spiraled out of control. And at this point, I don't care, and I know that she doesn't care. Like, we're friends, we talk, we hang out, and that's it. We're like on to new things. We're about to approach the spring again. It's about to be March again,
right?
And you know, people are still discussing,
focused on it.
Yeah, still focused on that. But
so,
like
with either of the girls, everyone's just kind of like, okay, it's the past.
Well, I don't know what I don't know what the other girl's doing. I have no idea. Like,
I mean, me either. I haven't seen nothing on the charts. Like, I'm just
I don't know what she's doing, but I'm just focused on me and my business and my career and my life and my outfits and my shoes and where I'm going to eat. You know what I mean? I'm not worried about her.
Okay. Well, since we talked about food and I'm hungry too,
yeah.
What's your favorite restaurant in New York?
Okay. So here's the thing. I had a top three, right? Okay. But I ate there so much that it actually started to change the palate in my mouth, and it doesn't taste good to me anymore. So now I'm moving on to new things.
Okay.
So I'm a huge fan of Ruth Chris stuffed chicken, mashed potatoes, right, with a Coke, right? And then at Houston's, I love their spinach dip, their Hawaiian ribeye medium well. And then at Philippe, I love the chicken satay, the vegetable spring rolls, and the shrimp fried rice. But I'm kind of tired of it because I've been doing this for 4 years, 2 times a week.
Girl.
So now I'm on to
like my takeout.
A new restaurant that I ain't about to say because I don't want all these girls lined up at it. And then somebody will kill me if I put it on black.
Because that's what happens. Is when they hear the new spot, they get it all. Everyone,
yeah,
no,
I'm
going to
let them catch up on
too.
Their own in like 4 years. When they hear about it, then we'll be on to something
when
else.
Your palate's ready for something else.
Yeah.
All right. So you said the spring, you know, we obviously are going into winter. I mean, first and foremost, where did you get this business mindset from? Like, just hearing, you know, the idea of going from an online store, from in-store, where did you, like, learn that kind of mentality?
I think it's the same as, like, how you are handling the microphone right now. It just comes with experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to act like someone sat me down and was like, this is how it goes. It's like trial and error. I thought the best thing in the world at one point was to have a bunch of stores all over the place. I thought that when I first started out. And then I realized through putting 20 hours in a day that does not make any sense. And I'm just going to get old really fast and be really unhappy. And I want to be able to live my life. You know what I mean?
And it's funny because we see on a lot of these shows, a lot of these girls, they put all of their effort into one store and we see the struggle. And then the next season, you see it or don't even see it.
Yeah. And it's extremely expensive. So they might think, okay, this is what my inventory is going to cost. And this is what it's going to cost to decorate because that's what they think about, you know, but they don't understand that the seasons change so fast that before dust settles on your window display, it is time to change it.
And you still got all the product. And you like, what are we going to do with all these shirts?
Exactly.
All
you
these
know?
Leggings.
Right. Exactly. Well. And it's so different with the shoe industry because it's not $14.99. A wholesale order of a pair of shoes is in the average of $200 to $300.
Mm.
So do that times 8 times 5 styles.
Girl, I don't got my calculator up. I'm sure you put those numbers real quick together. I think that that's great. I'm actually like just to hear it because I think that it's really good advice because I think people do go into it thinking, hey, I'm going to open up my own store because we've been used to that. It's mm-hmm. 2017. Mm-hmm. It's a new world, millennium, like everyone's focused online. So I think that's genius. And I think it's genius that you started 7 years ago mm-hmm. To be able to think where, you know, the world was going.
Right.
What other business ventures do we have going on?
Well, I'm working on, I haven't gotten it together as of yet, so I don't want to like speak too soon, but I remember I had A King and an Ace, which was part one of my book.
Yeah.
So I'm working on part two of it. It's like in the very, very, very beginning stages because it did well. So I want to kind of finish telling the story, you know what I mean? And then my maxi dress line, which is really just a spring summer thing. I'm all about a maxi dress and
a simple, cute.
I love that. And a really cute, you know, pair of flip-flops, sandals, whatever. Not regular flip-flops, of course. A Swarovski crystal down, of course. Embellished.
No chancletas.
Right, okay. Exactly. So I have that. And that's, you know, that's the focus.
Would you say, like writing a book, how do you, one, make time for that? And then to sit there, because I know, girl, I can barely write a fucking paragraph. You know what I mean? Like, I'm saying, like, at night when you're trying to, everyone's like, you should write a diary and put your, you know, your emotions.
You can also, if you're not a big writer, because I like to write and I'm into journalism, but you can record your experiences, or let's say you're telling someone else's story. You can kind of do it in a voice note so that you don't forget the details, right. But that it's like you're talking to one of your girlfriends. So you're recording these notes, and 6 months later, if you can call one of your friends on the phone and give them the tea, you can record it in a voice note. Then 6 months down the line, you have over 400 memos now that can be put into some type of, you know, novel to the people.
I need to hire. I can barely watch these interviews back. I'd be like, I'd be listening to myself like, oh,
you know,
okay.
What? I have an idea. You just need to marry Rich. Just marry Rich and just chill. Because you don't want to write. You don't want to read.
Hear that, babe? get this hotel going so I get the fuck on out of here. Girl, because I'm serious. Like, at first when you first started doing reality TV, did you watch yourself back or was it like?
Oh my God, it was my makeup and hair was so bad. It was so hard to watch. That's the thing. I wasn't upset at watching myself.
Your evolution, I will say, fashion wise, your evolution, like, really, like, girl.
Because I did not know that it was. You know, that it looked that horrible because those lights and the HD, it's different
like
than
in
when you're
person,
looking.
Yeah, yeah.
It's different than when you're looking in your phone or in a mirror. So now I'm like, oh, no, no, no. No, you will not draw that under my eye that way. You will not put my eye. And I'm really like super, like yesterday, me even being Storm and wearing gray hair, silver hair, that's like a big leap for me because I stray all the way away from that stuff.
Really? And some no more colored hair, like,
no.
We're just back to...
Yes, we're going to keep it simple and clean, because a lot of times people think that those things are hiding, so you're hiding something, or that you have to wear makeup, or, you know, you have bad skin, or you're bald-headed, like, that's what they think. So I try to give them, you know, as simple as possible, you know, give you, you know, all of me if I can. Of course, with a couple of bundles added in, but mostly all of me.
Would you say, what would you say is are people's biggest fashion mistake for females that you've been seeing lately? What's a trend that you're like,
You know what? I know this sounds so corny, but I'm not really that kind of person. I really don't care. Like, I swear to you, I don't judge people in that way. Like, you need to stop. Like, I don't care. That's why blows me away when people are so, like, you know, they're so focused on whatever it is that I'm, like, not people, but when select people give so much energy to something I'm doing, I'm like, why do you care?
Girl, you, like, let them care, because that's what builds you up.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Because you need a little bad trolls to help
hold
the bridge.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't really care too much, like, when trends come and go, which is what it is. So people do it, and they, you know, will move on to something else in a couple of weeks.
Have you ever thought about mentoring, like mentorship program? Like, I totally see, like, yeah,
really?
You need to be speaking to younger girls. Like, no, seriously, like your energy just coming in all day today, your mindset, like, and the fact that the reason I had asked was like, did you go to school at all for business or anything like
that? I actually dropped out in the fourth grade.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
I was like, bitch, you're making me seem real stupid. I was like, I dropped out in college.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally just joking. I did like 7 months in a community college.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, this is not it. I'm way too popping to be in here. And then what's going to be the end result for me to be working for someone else? No, I'm going to do my own thing.
What was your major?
My first
in college.
Business.
Okay.
So my first real job, like first when I was 16, I worked as a manager at Victoria's Secret. I never told anyone this like publicly, but I like doctored up my resume and said that I ran all these stores.
At 16.
At 16, I got a job at Victoria's Secret. That was the last time I actually did retail for someone else. And then 21, I started to work for Puff and I was Harv Pierre's executive assistant. So I did that in the music business and I went to Def Jam and then I was like, well, this is cute. You guys are all really nice. Here's the invitation to my grand opening. This is what I've been doing while I'm sitting at the desk going through music.
You say you made your connections.
Yeah.
And then you bounced on over to be able to work for yourself.
Yeah. And I still have a great relationship with all the Salama and Marilyn. Hi, girls. All those girls over there. It was cool. It was fun.
Would you ever say... what was one of your kind of craziest experiences working for Puff? Because I know a few people who have, and just that their whole family energy that they got going on.
I would say Harv, really. I sent an email out because I used to have to send huge blasts out, like sound scan and stuff like that, to the whole entire company, and I misspelled something. It's probably why to this day I can't deal with people sending things out with like misspellings and stuff like that. And I like misspelled something and he was like, he tore me to shreds. And
so New York.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, what?
And look, got you together and never
yes,
again.
He did.
Now all your contracts, everything.
I do not send things out with typos in it. I can't. Misspellings, I can't. I had a PR that used to write things and put the letter U instead of YOU. And I'm like, how, ma'am? Are you supposed to be a representation of me?
Glad
and you're
you
putting
said ma'am, because you know who I was going to point the finger at. But...
He didn't send any emails, so they weren't spelled wrong or right. He just didn't send any. He's just like, child, please.
The template went out.
Right,
and rest, that's where it ended.
Right.
Okay, what would you say? So I want to go back to the mentorship thing because I sense it. I don't know why. I just really feel it. I would love
if
to.
If I start like doing it and I blow the hell up, I promise you.
10%. Sorry, Moses.
I will say thank you, but I'll get your check because, you know.
Girl, whatever. We'll do like a Tony Robbins thing. You know what I'm saying? I'll come DJ for you and we'll
yes.
just get it going.
Yes.
I see it because honestly, like you're very well put together. The fact that, you know what I mean? That story is, I hear from a lot of people and it was one of myself, like going to college, realizing like, yeah, this just ain't for me. Like I'm sitting in school and I'm trying my hardest, but like life is hard and I'm learning more in life than I'm learning in this classroom.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I don't know why. I just totally sense it from you. I feel like your story is powerful. You've worked with so many different people, different classes of people.
Can I ask you a question?
Girl, go ahead.
Would you say that I'm completely different in person than what you expected of me? Honestly, or did you think I was just like this?
No. I mean, I definitely, like, you explaining online versus in-store like that, I love that kind of stuff because that mentality is you have to put the work in to really understand that. And then, but, I mean, you see that on the show. You always, you know, are business-oriented. But then at the same time, like you said, I've worked with so many reality TV stars that it's just, I hear, you know what show really actually opened my eyes to it was Bad Girls Club. I would watch the show and I would have to talk about these girls all the time. And then they would come and I would meet them and I'd be like, girl, you are a hot goddamn mess. And then they would just cry and cry and they would tell me what the producers would do and the editing and all that stuff. And then I finally saw a raw video of an episode, which is like an hour and a half to 2 hours long. Mm-hmm. And when you see it like that, it's like, oh, well, this is the story. And you see what gets chopped up. It's like, you're right. You can't really judge anyone, but that's what the show's made for.
Exactly.
The show is literally is a platform made to
for
judge
judging.
The people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's almost like, where are we in life
right.
that this is the entertainment? And so it's hard for me to come do, like, I've pushed myself away from it because Love and Hip Hop, I was doing the after show for a girl. like, it was like toxic to my mind. I'm like, Mona, like, I thought I would get a break. It's like, once one season's over, the next one comes, and it's just like, you know what I mean? I do stand-up comedy, so it's like, I'm roasting the fuck out of motherfuckers, and it's like, okay, I don't even care about these people's
it's
lives.
It's really dope that you wear many hats yourself. You DJ, you do stand-up, you do commentary.
You know, girl.
Okay, you're pretending that you're lazy and you don't want to work, but you're kind of working.
No, I'll be, no, honey, I'm not lazy, I'm tired. I'm like, I had to explain to someone, I was like, girl, I would be DJing in New York City and carrying a turntable, two speakers, a backpack, and a bag on the subway, and I've never been robbed.
I know, that's right.
Girl, oh, you know what I'm saying? So
well, that's great. You're no, very so ambitious.
To hear your story is really, it's inspiring.
Thank you.
Especially because they don't get to share a lot of that on TV, and I'm not somebody who goes and looks for the interviews, to be quite honest.
Right.
Like, it's like I watch the show. No, not even that. I'm watching the show. Once the show's off, I am busy with my freaking life. Like,
right.
You know, and
do
I know
you still
that,
watch it to
no,
today?
Not at all. Mm-hmm. I literally had to cut it. I don't watch any. This is the joke of our show here is that me and Ashley don't watch reality TV. I can't. Like, and the reason that everyone.
What about Wags?
I watched. Okay, so I watched the first season of Wags. The girls just aren't...
That's interesting.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like, I love Barbie.
I love Ashley.
Which one's Ashley?
In Miami. In
Miami
Darnell.
Wags? Oh, yeah, I don't watch none of the
okay,
Miami.
Okay, I like them. Do you like the Housewives franchise?
Atlanta. But then even that one, I kind of just like, it's just like, once Kenya, I hate to say this, but once they pulled Kenya, it was just kind of like...
She's not on the show anymore?
No, once they pulled her to come on the show.
Oh, you were over it.
It just took a different turn. It felt more like they were trying to go skew
like
love and hip hop. And it was like, I love the first three seasons of Real Housewives of Atlanta. The first couple seasons of Love and Hip Hop, like that raw, authentic, like, ooh, we really in Chrissy and Jim Jones' house right now? Like, she still ain't married? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you still hold on to stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. So, and like with Wags, I felt like it was a little too overproduced, but it's very E. And it just felt like it was something that's like, what's the new one? The Platinum Light? Like, I cannot. I can't keep up with it. And that's why how I got into Love and Hip Hop was because literally we watched it. They had me watch an episode and they just needed a host. So I just stepped inside of it and I was just like, bitch, what did I just watch? This man is dating this woman, but then he's going out here getting this girl pregnant. Like,
and they
were
the same thing.
Oh, girl. And then they were like, yep, you're the new host of this. Just say everything that you think about, whatever you say. I didn't know nothing about nobody. And I was just like, and you start doing it. And then you start meeting the people. And you're like, wow, they're really nice people. Why are you doing this show? This is really good for your PR. After a while, it starts to think like, you know what I mean? Like, you're somebody who you hopped in it and you hopped out of it. You knew your time frame. Mm-hmm. When did you know that?
How
did
After season six, I was in every single episode. And I was like, well, this is all I really wanted was to give people as much of a full picture of me that they could get, and it ain't gonna get any better than this. All that's gonna happen is that it's gonna go downhill. So thanks for the opportunity. It was wonderful, great experience, great exposure, and now it's just kind of time to move on, because what are you gonna do? Just keep, you know, doing the same thing over and over again, and then you're forced to feel like you have to do something outlandish so that you're not the underdog, so that you're as interesting as someone else. Oh, bitch, I don't want to be as interesting as you, okay? I actually don't. I actually want to be way less interesting than you.
Let's be focused on my business with
right.
my shoes and
so
my purses.
I'm real simple with it. Like, I do not need that. I don't want to be on the blogs a whole bunch of time. I don't want to be linked to a whole bunch of rappers. Those are not my aspirations.
So would you ever do reality TV again?
Yeah, of course. Of course I would. I just wouldn't go back to Love and Hip Hop. Not a big fan of going backwards. Not in relationships, not in business, not in anything. But yeah, not that show, but I love them. It's not, no, not that
yeah,
show
yeah.
because I don't love them. Right. It's just time to move on. That's all. But yeah, I would do it if it was the right show.
And for, you know, normally we do hot topics on the show. I was not even trying to scroll and find none. So, but I will say, shout out to Cardi B for getting engaged.
Yes.
That was real cute.
Uh-huh.
I would love to see how, you know,
they
where
said
that's
there's a bidding
go.
War for
BET and VH1.
Yeah. What kills me about that is that how the hell do you know that these people want their wedding on TV?
Like, y'all talking about it and they're like,
As if they said it. Like, they didn't say that. They did not say that they want their wedding on TV.
Right, because Cardi came on the show and then hopped right the fuck
she
out.
She got the hell out of there.
And
she
got her paycheck. She signed with Sony. And I don't see.
Atlantic? No.
It was Sony, right?
Oh, I thought her publishing deal was
Sony.
Oh,
sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
But signed with Atlantic. So, you know, for her, it's like, like you said, why go backwards? Mm-hmm. What is that going
to
really...
Well, that might be a reason to go, because that's not really going backwards. That's her own
like
individual thing.
Like a wedding special?
And that's
special?
A huge, entire, like, great, amazing check for them both. So it's business if they decide to do
so
that.
So advice-wise, what would you say? VH1 or BET? Because that's who's fighting for it right now.
You know? You know what? I'm not going to pick based on the name. I'd say it depends on who you feel is going to execute your vision as best. And, you know, who's going to give you the most control. Because you want control. You want that executive, you know, one credit. And then you want to be able to see that. You don't want to watch it at the same time. That's what we had to do. We had to watch it at the same time you guys were watching. And I'm like, look at my goddamn eyeliner. Who did my makeup for this episode? I hate y'all. That's horrible. But if you can see it, then you can redo it, you know?
So you would sign up with reality TV as long as you got that extra kind of...
If it was the right show and I felt like the production team and me had the same vision, doesn't mean that there won't be any drama. There has to be drama for entertainment. But if I felt like this is what I want, you know, to kind of put out to the world, then I'd do it. It's not like a huge important, like it's not like the top of my list of things, but you never know. You know?
You're busy with your shoes, your books, and you out here traveling and eating. 2018.
I love that.
What's something that you want to work on for yourself?
I would say my public profile. I'm so private. I've been so private, even on a reality show, that it's kind of like to my demise a little bit because people don't really know me. And then they pass judgment on other things. And it can kind of like hold you back from other things that you want to do. Mm-hmm. So definitely that and getting as deep into the shoe industry as I possibly can, to the nitty and the gritty, from the bottom to the top.
Where did you get that mindset from as far as kind of being hidden? Was that something just because you just, I'm not out here trying to be a peacock, or like, was it that kind of a mindset?
I just kind of like, I'm not like, this is the thing, I have a big personality and I love people and I'm super friendly and all that kind of stuff, but I just think that I was born in the wrong generation, the wrong era. Like when I see certain things happening, I'm like, okay, I just kind of go right past it. I don't connect with it, you know what I mean? Like I'm just, I don't.
Is
like,
Instagram easy or hard for you?
It's like, nothing
social
to me.
Media.
It's nothing to
it's
me.
It's hard. I cannot. Like, I'm just
it's
like,
nothing.
At first I was really into it, and then it'd be
I just
like
a real cute picture, and that's it. I don't want to, like, open my closet and show you what I have. I don't want to open my safe and say, this is what I have. I don't want to show you nothing my man bought me and say goals. I don't, like, I don't feel the desire to do that, but I do understand that it's a part of making people feel like they know you. You know what I mean? But I look at it as... what is that called? Like, I think it's like, I like to be more of a humble person. Mm-hmm. So even if let's say I get a gift and I think it's amazing, I like to kind of share that experience with the person who got it from me versus being like, yeah, bitches,
Snapchat,
you see this, Bezo, bitch. Like, I'm not like that. But the people want that shit. They want you to do it so that they can hate you for doing it.
Now this bitch thinks she cute because she got a Chanel purse.
And if you don't do it, they're like, you bum ass bitch, you still struggling. You like, girl.
And I told her to keep the purse on the table. So don't come and
it's
be like.
It's so over there, though. They can't even see. They don't even know.
When they do that wide shot, they're going to see it. They're going to be like, oh, she had to put the Chanel up. Yes, I told her to. I actually told her to put it in frame. But she was trying to be humble. She said, sit down. I'm like, Kendrick. No, just kidding. Well, thank you so much for coming through and sharing your story.
Thank you for having me. You're so much fun.
Girl, you too. Okay, I'm like, let's go to Houston's together one time and get some food.
Yes, definitely. I would love to do that.
Where can everyone follow you?
Ra_Ali is my everything. Except my Twitter, but I don't tweet, so it's pointless.
People
Instagram.
Really be hating on Twitter.
Yeah, I think like it's kind of like talking into the air.
Mm, it is. And then the most random people be like...
Yeah. Sorry. I post like whatever updates I need to, you know, give them, and then I get right off. But Instagram, I'm on there every day.
And then your online store?
Yeah, thestilettogroup.com.
Boom. Well, thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Appreciate you. And thank you guys for tuning in. Leave your comments down below. Hit us up at BHL Online. And you guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, Twitter. tweet us or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood.
Define. Nope. One person.